Welcome. You're listening to Now That You Ask, curious answers to life's persistent questions as seen through the eyes of Akasha Halsey. That would be me. I'll be your host and guide as we settle in for a few minutes of the unexpected that may bring about your own questions and maybe even some answers too. Thanks so much for joining me. Now let's get started with the show.
What names do you give yourself? Too old, too fat, too late. Those are some of the names I've given myself. I also remember the names that were given to me as a child. Too loud. What were you thinking? Too much. During the course of my life, I've been too young, too inexperienced, not the right fit, lacking what we're looking for right now, or last in, first fired. I found myself taking on all these names in one way or another because for a long time I thought I was defined by what other people thought of me. Somewhere along the line, though, I got in touch with some anger that had been hiding inside me for most of my life, and learning to let that come out in a safe place was a lifesaver. I had no idea that finding that anger and setting it free would give me such a release and a relief. Today, I'm able to recognize anger when it shows up, and I see it as a clue that something might be amiss with me, rather than whatever my anger has seized upon in the moment. I'm not saying I have this formula down pat, but I will say that more times than not, I can stop myself after the first sentence or two that comes to mind, thankfully, in my head. I feel like this is a giant step forward for me, as it can free me from dredging up all the old names and opinions that dogged my tracks for a long time. However, every time I find myself heading in a new direction, like writing a book, for instance, all the names from all the years come tumbling in like an avalanche. How dare you? What are you thinking? Who cares about you? What will people think? These are the tried and true namings that almost feel like friends, but who I know are not. In the past, they've held me back, all the while proclaiming they were protecting me. They might be protecting me, sure, but what I really know is that if I only listen to them, I'll never do what I really want, what intrigues me, or what scares the pants off me. I will admit I don't do an inordinate amount of stuff that scares the pants off me, but still, it does sometimes show up. What I tell myself is that I'm following the breadcrumbs life is throwing my way, and if it feels right, I know I want to go there. I might take a left turn or two, but when something feels like it's the right time to do it, well, it's just almost impossible for me to ignore. So, this so-called book I want to put together is a story of the experiences that changed my life, that took me to foreign lands, some of which were in the United States, and that helped me explore as well the territory of who I am and how I view myself. This last territory is diverse, sometimes well managed and sometimes not, and can present itself as a present, a plague, or perhaps a plethora of unsolved mysteries. It requires an excessive amount of time and thought, and just when I think I have my hands around what I want to say and how I want to present myself, back in come some of those names from before I took a good look at who I am and who I want to be. They can't help it. They have to stick their noses into my business if only to see if they still have a place in my life. I mostly tell myself they don't, but sometimes not as convincingly as I'd like. What helps me get to the place where I can sit with myself more comfortably is silence. Not a moment, not even an hour, but an entire day, where I have the space to do what I want, mostly without going out of my house, where I can allow myself the beauty of no structure. I sometimes find myself accepting invitations to do more things than I can handle, and then I revert to stress and those unfortunate thoughts that come with it. I castigate myself for overbooking. I guilt myself for wanting to be just at home alone. I wonder if I'm a good person by any measure of those words. But if I'm honest, I know I do need to have this space. If I don't allow myself to take this time, I resent anything I do, bring my worst energy to whatever I do when I don't want to, and think nobody else can feel that energy. This is just wrong on all counts for me and for anybody else. Many days, I sit at home, sometimes cleaning out a closet, sometimes taking lengthy naps. Both I find to be invigorating and mind-clearing. A few of these days lately have been cold and rainy, but now the sun is shining more and more, so I want to get a handle on doing this for myself that can include a sunny day when most people want to get out and about. I'm not those people, which I do remind myself of quite frequently, without one particle of shame. I imagine I might become a recluse if I continue on this path, but I'm still writing, which helps me sort out my feelings or explore something that's caught my fancy. And all of this thrills me, entertains me, or just allows me to see some aspect of myself I didn't know was there. That feels like I'm doing exactly what I'm meant to be doing at exactly the right time. I figure I have about 10 to 15 years left, max. That's not a whole lot of time. I've done so many things in my life so far that I never thought I would do, and I want to write those things down for myself so I don't forget how outlandish, meaningful, or just plain crazy they were, and how much they mean to the me I am today. I want to keep my friends close, but I feel like I want to keep myself closer, if that makes any sense. Some part of me knows time is short, and I want to make sure I can get all I can out of knowing myself before time runs out. I may or may not have another run at being alive, so I want my remaining time to count, and I'm the only one who knows what that means. So if I cancel at the last minute or say no to a few invitations, please know I'm trying to take care of me so I can be present with you in the way we both deserve. The name I give myself when I do this is Yes.
Thank you for listening to Now That You Ask. I hope you found this episode insightful and perhaps entertaining too. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate and review it on iTunes. If you didn't like the show, well, I guess you just lost a few minutes of your life. But you might want to try another one. They're all really different. You can also listen to past episodes and subscribe to email updates on nowthatyouaskpodcast.com. Bye-bye for now.